Have you ever thought about how incredibly complex our spit is? It may only be 99% water, but your saliva isn't simple. That remaining 1% holds incredibly meaningful information that could change everything. And I'm not just talking about your family tree. Hi, I'm Baratunde Thurston, and on this season of Spit, an iHeartRadio podcast with 23andMe, we explore how DNA isn't just about ancestry. It can also be key to understanding your health. Yo, yo, welcome back to another episode of Spit. Today, we've got ex-housewives Teddy Mellencamp and Tamra Judge from the podcast Two Teas in a Pod. These two are taking a break from their recapping and armchair quarterbacking to dive into their 23andMe reports. Joined by their good friend Whitney Rose, Teddy and Tamra are here to stress that genetics is more than just unlocking your ancestry. Health is also in your DNA, and the information you learn can be life-changing. Something that Teddy knows from experience. Recently, Teddy opened up about being diagnosed with stage 2 melanoma and the procedure she underwent to have it removed. When she received her 23andMe reports, it was no surprise that she was at an increased likelihood for melanoma. And in hindsight, information she now sees as vital for preventative care. Her struggle was a wake-up call, one she's hoping many can learn from. There's so much to learn about your health from your DNA. Vital information that, when acted upon, like sharing that information with your doctor, could very well change your life. But that's not the only advice Teddy is ready to dish out. If you're looking for the perfect holiday gift, Teddy and Tamra suggest giving the gift of 23andMe. Perfect for your families, as we learn from Teddy. The health information you learn from your reports and the positive action you can take from it can be the best gift of all. Let's listen in.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamra Judge. All right, here we are. Two Teas in a Pod with myself and Tamra and one of our favorites, Whitney. How's it going?
Hi, it's going so well. I'm actually in your neck of the woods down in San Clemente right now.
You are. You're like probably 10 minutes from my house.
Well, why am I not at your house?
Well, I don't know. Why are you not at my house? Because you have somewhere else to go today.
Yes, I'm going to Disneyland today. Yeah. It is not my happiest place on earth. I hate Disneyland.
It'll be nice, though, because it's not going to be that hot today, I don't think.
Yeah, it is. It has been beautiful.
Last week was 90, so.
Oh, yeah, this feels
You're
nice.
Lucky.
Did you get a guide?
A guide.
Yes.
You can hire a guide.
Whitney. Like,
no.
You want a guide.
Clark is my guide.
Yeah, Clark.
Okay.
Clark is taking our kids. And I'm sitting at the wine bar.
Oh, so you're going to go to California Adventure.
Well, in exciting news, this episode is sponsored by 23andMe. And throughout this entire episode, we will be sharing our results. And I have to say thank you to Whitney for holding me accountable to actually getting this done, because last time she was on the pod, we talked about doing a 23andMe and we were both like, no, I feel scared. And now more than ever, now that I've done it, and especially everything that's been going on with my melanoma results, I think that a lot of us have done 23andMe because of ancestry and wanting to know like who we're related to, or
right,
you know, how Whitney was related to Heather and whatnot. But which I want to know if it shows up on your 23andMe. But for me, the health is such an important thing that you can learn through 23andMe. I even spoke to my doctor about it, and he said this is changing the game because you will know about your genetic disposition. Like even for me, when I pull up my health highlights and I go to skin cancer, it says melanoma increased likelihood.
Yeah. So does mine.
Does yours say that as well?
Yes. So we did, both Eddie and I did 23andMe on camera. I don't think it ever aired, but it was probably about 5 years ago in it was right after his friend had a heart attack at like 45. So we wanted to know health wise. I didn't really care too much about family members, but I did. I found out that I was prone to type 2 diabetes, which I am on metformin now because I'm insulin resistant. Hereditary hemochromatosis, and I have one of the variants. And to have it, you have to have both variants from the father and the mother. My father has it, and my son Ryan has hemochromatosis, and probably pretty much guaranteed that my son Spencer has too, but he hasn't been tested yet.
Wow.
And then also macular degeneration. So my mom has it. I have one of the variants, but you need both, I believe, to actually get it.
So, okay. So I have a question, but I'm curious for you, Whitney, in your ancestry report, did it actually say that Heather is your second cousin?
Kate, well, I don't see Heather in here because I don't think she's done it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So you have that to actually sense. Have downloaded the app, but if Heather were to do it, she for sure would be my second cousin once removed. It's our great grandparents that were siblings.
Okay.
So my great grandfather and her great grandmother were brother and sister.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I mean, some of the traits are like absolutely mind blowing. Like, do you have earwax? What type? Earlobe yes. type? Eye color? You know, do you have a cleft chin or dandruff?
Well, in my health and traits, like it is funny because it tells me like really funny things now I'm out of it. But it's like sensitive to the smell of asparagus.
Yes.
Like funny stuff like that, like down to details. One that was interesting to me is I don't get great sleep. And it says that I'm most likely to not be a deep sleeper. And then likely to consume a lot of caffeine. And I literally, one of my worst habits is energy drinks.
Oh,
like I have one right now.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy to say that 77% chance that I do not have dandruff.
Oh, do you have dandruff?
No.
I like this one. It says that my muscle composition, common to be an elite athlete.
That's a good one to have. I think mine was the opposite. I remember reading that. I'm going to look for that one.
And most likely to have bunions, cheek dimples. Oh, a cleft chin. Is that this little dimple? Right
yeah,
there?
That's what I had that. Yeah. Yep.
Isn't this crazy?
It is crazy. So I like the newborn hair. So 82% chance you had little to no hair. I had no hair until I was 3.
Oh, yeah. And were you a towhead? Were you
yes.
like?
Yes, yes, yes,
yes. Yes.
I'm 61% chance to have freckles, which I do have freckles. It's just so bizarre. Like some of this stuff is like, do you really need to know it? But it's interesting. Finger length ratio, 53% chance that your index finger is longer than your ring finger. Like, how do they know this? It's crazy.
It is crazy. Oh, I found where you are. So dandruff, I'm 52% likely to have dandruff.
Well, earwax, I'm 93% chance you have wet, sticky earwax as my earplugs keep falling out of my head. We're just talking about traits.
Yeah, so, I found where the traits were that.
So these are physical traits. They have taste yeah. and smell and weird and wonderful. What is under weird and wonderful? Oh, the bunions. I am more likely than average to have a bunion, and I do.
Yeah.
Fear of heights? Nope. Fear of public speaking? I do have a fear.
Yeah, me too. What about earlobe type?
Oh, yeah.
Detached earlobes or attached?
I'm 82% chance to have detached earlobes, which I do.
And what color? Are you brown eyes?
Brown, yep.
Brown?
Yep. They all fall under the brown, hazel, light brown. Oh, okay. Mosquito bite frequency. I get eaten alive. And it says likely bitten as often as others.
So I was really interested, obviously, because I had shared with you both that I thought I was half German, but then I found out that my grandparents were both foster children and adopted, right? Uh-huh. So, and I even got a tattoo in German for my grandparents.
Oh boy.
And it was really interesting because I had a redhead. So I was like, well, I have to have Irish or Scottish.
Irish.
Yeah. So when we get to the part of our ancestry, it was really interesting to break it down. It makes sense. Cause in your, do you see in your traits the likelihood to have red hair? -5%.
Oh yeah. 94% chance not to have red hair. So I had a 6% chance of having red hair. I am 65% chance you have stretch marks. I got a few from being pregnant, but can you imagine how many people find out that this is like not their, like, that's not my dad. That's not my mom. Like things like that.
So I have a crazy story. Do you want to hear it about my friend? So he did 23andMe. His dad, his parents are divorced. He did 23andMe and found out that he had there was like a strong chance that he had a sibling, like a relative. Wow. Okay. So he connected, he kind of left it there. He got a call one day from this woman named Joey. She actually lives down here in OC. He lives in Utah, and said, "I found out through my aunt that you're my half brother."
Woo!
Because she had made the connection with him.
That but gives me chills.
I guess you don't know when you connect with a relative. They don't know if it's an aunt, an uncle, a brother, a sister, a cousin. So you have to like kind of dive in and do your family research on it. So she talked to her mom about it, and turns out her mom couldn't get pregnant with her dad, her who she thinks is her dad. So her mom had slept with this guy for one time. Happens to be my friend's dad, who at this time is like lives up in Montana and is in a biker gang, like has nothing to do with the kids anymore. And it's just like this crazy story. So they connected, their half siblings, and she had to sit down with who she thought growing up was her father, but really he's not biologically 0% chance her father.
Oh my God, that is crazy. They did a whole
thing.
Did you see that documentary about the, he was like a doctor, but he was like a sperm donor, and he ended up with like hundreds of kids, and somebody found out by one of these tests that he was a father, and no idea. Oh my God, it's crazy. And all these siblings come together and it's insane.
Now let's take a moment and listen to a story of how understanding your health begins with understanding what your genetics say about you.
For Derek, 23andMe helped him connect with his brothers, an experience that changed his life.
There were so many questions to ask, so many dots to connect. There were 7 other brothers and sisters in the house in which I was raised, and I was the only person in the family that wore glasses, so I was always, okay, well, that's a thing. Well, all of my paternal folks wear glasses. And I went, oh, okay. So now I've got folks that actually look like me and look like me in the way that that I identify myself. I was a college baseball player, come from a family of baseball players. It's eye-opening to me that the thing that I love so much, I shared with this group of people that I didn't know.
Through 23andMe, Derek discovered important insights about his family health history.
They were lactose intolerant. I had always carried that. And in my house, my mother always had milk, and I was never team milk. And to find out that from my father's side, yeah, they were all lactose intolerant, and there it was right in front of me. From a health standpoint, we communicate back and forth over some of the small things, sleep issues and such. But the shared information, shared IQ always makes us smarter. The Garner family has made me smarter about how I live my life.
The connections Derek made through 23andMe changed his outlook on life.
A lot of it is just clarity. There's one thing to think that you are a certain thing and have some basic understanding of that thing, but then to find out and know who you are and where these things come from, and that they're passed along and that they're identical in spaces, the mental stress and wear and tear that's removed from my life, it's exponential.
This story was brought to you by 23andMe. Learn more about your ancestry and get personalized genetic insights into your health. Get started today at 23andme.com.
Where are you staying in San Clemente?
We rented the coolest house, like right on the pier.
Oh, fun.
So I'm like looking Airbnb? Out, yeah, just an Airbnb above one of those little restaurants.
And how long are you in town?
I leave Thursday. Yeah, it was nice, like, I got to go surfing with the kids yesterday.
Oh, fun.
I grew up coming to this beach.
Oh, okay. I would love to meet you. We're leaving tomorrow for a trip.
I know. Like, she's probably coming off of BravoCon.
I'm still drunk from BravoCon.
I think we all are.
Oh my God. I've never consumed that much alcohol in my life.
Did you watch yourself on
The Legends watch Ball?
Legends Ball?
No, I have anxiety, drunk anxiety, like. They just said on Watch What Happens Live, I just heard that the 3 drunkest people were me, Joe Gorga, Brandy, and somebody else. I'm like, great.
But when you went and tore up the friendship note, do you remember that moment? Because it was one of Tamara's and my favorites, your face that you made directly at the camera. And I just need to know if you were cognizant at that moment or you were blacked out.
No, I 100% remember tearing up the friendship card. Because here's the thing is we only see a small portion of what happened that night. Right. And there was, it was really frustrating because one, I was just telling Tamara this. One, I probably shouldn't have been on the trip with everything that I was going through. I probably should have just stayed home, but I really wanted to meet up with my brother and sister. And two, I definitely should not have been drinking alcohol with the amount of pain and how much I was hurting, right? Like trauma and alcohol are the perfect disaster just waiting to happen. But the friendship card was like, because I had forgotten what I forgot. Was that Heather said, "You lost me forever, bitch." That's what I forgot.
Wow.
And that's what, because there was more said and more done, and no one was taking accountability. And I'm always the messy one, but I tell the truth. I may not deliver it at the right time or in the right place. But that's what these trips are, though. Like you're day drinking, night drinking. It's very tense. I was just getting really sick of Meredith. Not budging on forgiving Lisa, like she's still bringing stuff up from years ago, and I was just like, enough is enough. But I do remember ripping up the card. I don't remember everything that Heather said to me, and I wish I did, because I would have just stopped it right there. I would have been like, she doesn't, like, she's done, I'll be done. Does that make sense? I wouldn't have chased her ass for like weeks and weeks.
Do you think she was as intoxicated as you were at the time?
Absolutely. I think that we both didn't remember the full fight. Yeah. And that's why it's probably going to look kind of confusing for a minute, because we're both piecing it together. Because you know how this works, like you don't watch the footage when you're doing your confessionals, you go off of your memory, right?
Yeah.
So.
Right.
And
what did the other women tell you?
She was just as intoxicated as I was. Like, I just unfortunately am sloppier.
Well, speaking of bad behavior, we have some questions. Who do you think, what housewife at BravoCon behaved the worst?
In what way? Like drunk way or?
Anyway.
Who was the rudest to you, or who dismissive or just entitled?
I'm going to say Heather Gay, because she lied to everyone on stage in front of me. She was gaslighting me and manipulating the audience. Like, I had people coming up to me, like fans, telling me what Heather was saying to them. And it wasn't polite. And it was lies.
Oh, wow.
So, and you have to keep in mind that Heather and I went on girls trip together. And I, without spilling what happens, like, there was a point of resolution, major resolution.
Oh.
And so I'm sitting here like, was that, and so what she said on stage was that I reached the hardest, and I'm like, okay, you had a fake makeup with me, like you're the one who reaches for everything. So I don't know, I was most disappointed and let down by Heather Gay. Brandy Glanville was so drunk though. She introduced herself to me like three times, and I was like, Brandy, I've already met you.
Oh, Brandy.
So no one was rude though. I had, I thought like Larsa from Miami snubbed me, but then she didn't realize that
she's super quiet though.
Yeah. And she apologized. Like she, did an Instagram story and I said, no worries, babe. Cheers. Like everyone treated me pretty well, I have to say.
Who was Justin's favorite?
Justin hung out every night with, you know, Bali from Family Karma, her boyfriend, Bali.
Oh.
Yeah, we really hit off with like Family Karma people. It was really cool.
Aw.
We saw Tamara a couple of times too in the.
In the meet and greet areas.
I mean, who didn't see Tam? Tam is the life of every party.
Oh,
yes,
God.
She is.
I'm not drinking anymore.
Do you know what, though? I have to say, T, like, I love consistent people. Like, you are consistently you. And that is, like, the biggest compliment, I think. Even when, you know, we don't like how we're behaving, at least we're consistent.
I can watch you on the show this season, the first couple episodes, and go, yep, that's going to be me this season.
And what did I tell you? I said, I got you back.
Yeah, thank you. I totally relate to you.
Yes. Well, listen, I haven't been on, I've been not on social media since BravoCon, just because, you know, when, I don't know, the audience was attacking me. So I'm like, I don't need to be on Instagram.
Yeah. Right, yeah. And
I'll stay really present with my kids while they're on fall break.
It's so the I best thing.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the best thing. That's what I'm going to do that when the show airs. I'm just going to.
I don't. Yeah.
MIA.
Yep.
So the next question for both of you guys, they want to know if you guys could switch off your current franchise onto another, I was about to say town, city, what would it be?
New Jersey.
Yeah. I was going to say New Jersey too. Now that I've met everyone, I'm like, I love Jersey. I love Potomac too. Like, I just love
how
real they are. Like, they don't let anything by. Like, everyone says it how it is.
I like Jersey. They fight dirty, and I have that in me. So I would fit right in.
Oh, I'm still building up to that. I don't like to fight.
I don't like to, but I mean, my mouth goes there easy.
Yeah.
And then they get over it super easy. I'm like that too. Like, I'll say whatever, and then I'm like, oh, okay, you're good.
Yeah.
We're good.
I was going to say, one of the only housewives I never spoke to, or never spoke to me either, at BravoCon was Meredith. Did you ever speak to her, Tamara?
I did. I was in a meet and greet, and she just like, hi, how are you? Nice to meet you. That was it. Her and her son. That was it.
That sounded like a big bag of uppers right there.
Yeah, I mean, it was just like a very brief. Took a picture together. That was it.
Yeah. Sounds like Meredith.
Yeah. Didn't say much.
Next question for both of you guys. Who do you think's the bigger bone collector?
Out of the two of us?
Yep.
Oh.
Wait, what's a bone collector? Like, you get stories, you repeat them?
You're like picking up all the excess bones.
Yeah.
Like you're going to make sure nothing's left off the table.
Oh, I used to be like that, hardcore. I'm not like that as much anymore.
Yeah, so I probably am right now, but... Because I get frustrated when people say one thing when cameras are rolling and then another when they're not rolling.
Right.
So that's why everyone's upset with me right now, is because I'm like, oh, no. If you're going to plant the seed, you're going to participate in watering it.
Yep. You're going to follow through.
Yep. Because I'm done being the bone collector.
Okay. Favorite memory from Salt Lake City so far? Your favorite. We talk a lot about the negatives, but like, what is the best part?
Oh, right now that is so hard to even think of one. I would say BravoCon so far, like, but that's not a Salt Lake City moment. I loved racing the exotic cars. Like when we got to drive the Lamborghinis and Ferraris, that was a pretty cool moment. Other than that, Salt Lake City has been pretty like heavy.
Yeah.
This one's for you, Tam. Were you surprised with your return to Real Housewives of Orange County? Guys, for the record, these are all fan questions. I'm just reading them off the list.
Okay. So, was I surprised to be asked back?
Yeah.
Well, Annie had told me that, you know, when I got let go, like, just stay still. You're going to be back. Trust me. And 1 year went by and I didn't come back. And then the second year went by and I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? So I kind of just gave up on it and stopped thinking about it. And when that happened, that's when I got asked back. Had I known that it was like a 2 year break, I would have taken, like, enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Instead of like being upset and stressed and like, oh, feeling left out and all that stuff.
It is so interesting how hard it is, but how much you still want to be a part of it. Do you know what I mean? Like,
well, I thought like after 12 years straight, I'm like, oh, I just don't want to do this anymore. You, it's hard after a while. Like, my kids were little, they've grown up. Most of them, I only have one at home now. And I'm like, there's a time where I just want to like not do anything and not be so busy. And now coming back, like the hardest part for me is like, I'm so busy now. Like, you don't have that time to just sit at home and enjoy your kids as much as you normally do, or your husband. It's like, go, go, go all the time.
I also think there's personality types that even when you have the time to be more relaxed. You're still like, you're always going to be hustling in one capacity or another.
Well, that's me. That is definitely me. And Eddie said, he's like, you're a way better person when you're busy all the time. Because like my mind gets a little destructive if I'm not super busy.
So Teddy, I just wanted to check in with you about your melanoma because my dad actually had stage 4 melanoma and battled it for a couple years. Had to have some major surgeries. Like he had to have, his was on his head and he had to have it cut all the way down and strip all the lymph nodes out of this side of his body. And he did radiation and interferon. And so I wanted to talk to you about your melanoma. Like, how are you doing?
You know, the next stage after the surgery is the genetic testing, the genetic components, you know, which obviously we found out on 23andMe. But did your dad do any sort of, did he meet with a geneticist after he ended up having to get all those removals?
I don't think he did. This was back when I was 18 and I'm 36 now. So I don't think that he did any genetic testing. No, I'm not sure about that. But I do know that he was in and out of the doctor's offices. Like they scanned him like once a month for a year and then they'd move it to like 3 months, 6 months. So I know that whatever he was doing, they were watching it very closely afterwards.
Well, for me, it's, you know, the surgery, and then when I'm in the surgery, they will also check all the lymph nodes. And then once we get through that part, then we decide if there's immunotherapy. And then the next big thing is, they said, because I am predisposed, which is why something like a 23andMe is so, you know, it will continue to help and change, you know, for us to know beforehand, before even a skin check, that we are, you know, at risk, but yeah. They think that there's something else. So that's where they'll then check me for the BRCA2 and everything else, because they're like, the fact that you have so many melanoma shows that this is also probably coming from somewhere else. But it does say, it also, not only does it help you with your health, it also, like it says, Teddy, your genetic result is associated with a typical likelihood of being diagnosed with anxiety. And like, you know how anxious I am. Like, I've been diagnosed by a doctor with anxiety. So it's just, I can't recommend this enough, mainly even just for the health aspect. And then also for peace of mind, I did see that I'm related to my brother.
I thought you were going to say related to your husband.
No. Related to my brother, I texted him out. I'm like, hey, buddy, you were related.
Me,
and he's like, yeah, I saw that too.
That's funny. For me, I was so excited after I got my test results back and looking over everything. And I do a lot of the testing too. Like, they'll send me things to fill out, like questionnaires to fill out. And I always do it. I ended up buying them for family members for Christmas presents.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah.
It's like, really smart. I feel like everyone in Utah needs it before they start dating.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Well, for sure.
Most of Utah comes from Mormon pioneers. So you want to make sure you're a couple generations out of the dating pool, right?
Your family. Yeah. I mean, especially with that group. So I think, you know, we got to say thank you guys so much for tuning in to this special episode of Two Teas in a Pod. All thanks to 23andMe. Please visit 23andme.com to purchase your own test and be on the path to health. Such a great gift idea. It's awesome to do as a family and kind of look through your health and see what it is that you can be aware of and what you need to stay on top of. You know, it really made it so simple, you guys, too. Like, how easy was it to take this test?
It was so easy.
Easy, yeah.
It really clears things up. And, you know, the things you can learn can be totally life changing.
Yeah.
Well, I love it, you guys. And then, Whitney, keep us entertained throughout this season. And then once Tam starts airing, you're going to have to come on and recap OC with me, because we know that's going to be a whole different level of shit show. And I'm going to need another bone collector to help me do it.
I'm here for you, girl.
I'm scared.
Also, I'm launching a podcast, Wild Rose Podcast. So I would love to be a bone collector with you, Teddy.
Yes.
And we.
Perfect.
It's just about telling the truth, unfiltered, uncensored,
Do you have a co-host or are you doing it alone?
One of my best friends is co-hosting with me, but I don't necessarily want it to be housewife only. Like, yeah. I want to dive into the layers of me that we never get to on the show.
Is the friend Angie Harrington?
No.
She's not a friend. We could probably guess it's not Heather.
No, it's not Heather. Her name's Connie Daniels. She came to BravoCon. She's in a lot of scenes in the background. She's like been the most supportive friend throughout this process to me. Like, she hasn't, nothing's changed. Like, she doesn't want the spotlight. So she just like cheers me on and has my back. You know, it's like, she's a really good friend.
That's awesome. Well, yeah. Congratulations.
Congratulations. We can't wait to hear it.
Hey, yeah, thank you.
All right. Bye, guys.
And that's it on another dope show. Did this episode inspire you to take a closer look at your health history, your genetic makeup? Who knew DNA could reveal so much about our past while also holding the keys to certain health insights that may impact our future? I continue to be inspired by these stories, and I hope you do as well. Catch you next time. Listen to Spit, an original podcast from iHeartRadio and 23andMe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.